In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. In the way of thy testimonies have I found delight, as much in as in all riches. That's the 14th verse of Psalm 118. And I think it's appropriate for the eve of Great Lent. Of course, I suppose any of these verses would be. But I saw sort of a connection to Great Lent. Because for me, and for you, Great Lent really is a learning process. It's a emptying of yourself, submitting yourself to God, more asceticism, not just in fasting. And then God fills the heart and makes us aware of the greatness of himself and the paucity of everything else that's in the world. And so this is the comparison that's being made here. In the way of thy testimonies have I found delight, as much in as in all riches. Now, it says in the way. Now, the testimonies of God are what? They're who he is. They're his presence in the heart of man. The way we know his testimonies is by being in the way. This is not a matter of learning things. This is not armchair Christianity. This is not understanding dogma or theology. This is living according to the way of life. So in the way, in the doing of the commandments, in the working on our pride to be more humble, in our being more kind to people, in our learning to consider others, in our learning not to be filled with vanity, in that way and all the other ways that are the ways towards God, this is how the psalmist can say, I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth. In other words, he's speaking that in order to have God in our hearts, we must struggle to follow the commandments. Now, of course, the Protestant way of looking at salvation doesn't include this. They say, oh, God freely gives you salvation. It is nothing of yourselves at all. And that you sometimes can't even say no, according to some of the sects. But this is not true. We can say no. And salvation is to be fully understanding the testimonies of God, not the things he says, who he is, to have his presence in our hearts. And that only happens if we respond to him. If we don't respond to him, then he will not come. And he will not stay if we don't respond to him. So being in the way of the testimonies of God means that we are struggling to follow the commandments. Not because they're externally imposed things. It's one of the great heresies of the age, that commandments are some external things, and we can change them if we don't like them, if we don't think they're fair, or they're outdated, or they're outmoded, or we have new scientific evidence, or we just happen to not even bother to learn about them. They're not so important. But we elevate in the society other commandments above God, which is basically fairness, or fairness is whatever a person defines it to be. Now, how do we experience the testimonies of God? This is a mystery. Nobody knows it. Nobody knows it. Because the testimonies of God are not the things he says, but who he is. He visits man in the deep heart. Now, Moses talked to God face to face. We don't do that. Perhaps some have. I'm sure some have. Very holy people just know things. They're always in the spirit. They always know God. But we kind of bumble along. And so we really don't live as the holy ones of renown have lived. We should, though. We should be so close to God that we feel him every moment. That we feel his breath upon us. And inside of us. So the only way to know those testimonies is to be pure, so that the heart has a place for God to abide, because he will not abide in a pigsty. He will only abide in something that's clean. Now, he will help you clean your heart, but you also have to be getting out the broom and sweeping it. He will help you, of course, but without your effort to follow the commandments, there is no knowing of God. Now, he says, I have found delight. I think there's sort of a double meaning here, because you can use found as in something where you just became aware of something, right? I found out that I passed my test. You didn't really search for it. It was just published on the board. So that's one way that we use found, just sort of coming to know something. But another way of using found, which the scripture speaks of, like seeking after the lost coin, is to search, to struggle, to have it be the only thing that matters in your life. So you find delight in God because you have set your face to look for Him. Now, God is everywhere, and yet we must look for Him. And the way we look for Him is by purifying ourselves. Or that is really, to put it in a more exact way, by God purifying us as we make ourselves open to Him. He helps us to be open, but He doesn't do it all. We have to do this. We have to search for Him. And then, here's the comparison that I saw. He said, the psalmist said, David says, I have found delight as much as in all riches. He's making a comparison. He's comparing the world to God. This is the remembrance of death, brothers and sisters. It's a very important concept that we should know. There are some people foolish enough to say, oh, this is just a monastic thing. This is just for people who are ascetics, and this doesn't apply to lay people. Nothing could be further from the truth. We all should have the remembrance of death. Now, that's a very technical term. It doesn't mean that we know we're going to die. It means that we compare everything in the world to God, and we always find what is in the world to be death, to be lacking. Because it's not permanent. Everything is death in the world because everything is going to die. No matter how great or beautiful something is, God is more beautiful and God is permanent. And so the remembrance of death is always to consider the things that are in the world but dung, as St. Paul said. And this is the comparison that the psalmist is making. Now, how do you make that comparison? I've spent my life, my Christian life, trying to learn to make that comparison, and my pastoral life trying to teach how to make that comparison. Now, I know a little bit about it, so I can't be that great a teacher, but I'm learning more, and the little bit that I know, I tell. How do you learn of the riches of God and then compare them to the world and see how great they are compared to the world? Well, it's effort. It's struggling to love Him. It's struggling to be quiet when you want to talk. It's struggling to be humble when your pride is pricking at you. To be obedient when you don't want to be obedient. To be industrious when you want to be lazy. To say your prayers when you don't feel like it. That when you have bad thoughts, you rebuke yourself for them and you pray for the person that the bad thought's about. To use your time wisely. To struggle, to learn. If we do these things, then we will be opening ourselves up to God, and God will come to our heart, to the deep heart of man, in our heart, and we will feel Him, we will know Him, and He will possess us, and we will be truly happy, and nothing else will matter then. The very fact that other things matter to us should be an indicator that we have not yet come to that state of holiness that all men are called to come to. I mean, it matters to us when stuff happens that's kind of aggravating. That when we lose something, when someone is unkind to us, when someone steals from us, slanders us. We don't like that stuff. And it's much more than not liking it. Because nobody in the right mind is going to like being mistreated, not even a holy man. But we have this emotional, sinful reaction to these things. I'm sure most of us would say, well, you know, I should pray more. The very fact that we say that shows that we are not searching as diligently as we should. But God will help us. All we need to do is struggle and try. And now we have Great Lent upon us, which is a wonderful period of the year where we can focus in a way that we can't do every day. If we tried to do this every day, we would wear ourselves out. We would become tired. Many people would fall away from truth. So we do it for a period of time, 40 plus days, where we fast, where we attend more services, where we attempt to pray more at home, and we attempt to have God visit us so that we can say with the psalmist, "In the way of thy testimonies have I found delight, as much as in all riches." May God grant you to have this saying of St. David come true in your lives. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.